Today, we're ranking all the characters from Dragon Ball Daima.
Ta-da! Nano, guess what? This might be the last time we ever talk about Daima in our lives.
This will likely be probably one of the last times that is a very specifically Daima-centric video until... Yep. Daima season 2 or the Daima movie gets going.
Let's be honest, bro. Are we both on team Daima's gonna get another, like...
Yes, I don't think Daima's done.
I think Daima's gonna get another foray. Whether it's just because of legal reasons or just because of... Well,
they want to explore the world more. That was
honestly, I would welcome that so much. I think Daima just needed a little bit more of a story. Well, this is not what the video is here to talk about. We're here to talk about the characters, not the story. Not the whole adventure. We're just ranking characters today.
Yeah, so take a look. We'll do our best, obviously, because we know this is a podcast and you do listen. So we'll call out every character that we're moving here. But we have multiple characters here. But even though this looks like a pretty big, daunting task, I made a why section, because why would we even rank them? Because they just weren't even in the series. Because there are... characters like Hercule, who we see for the one episode where he gets turned small, and then we literally never see again. So there's no point in even really, like, why would we even rank them? You know what
yes,
I mean?
To be honest, this list, we are 95% of the characters you see on the list. Well, maybe not even see, we hear. But for the audio listeners, a lot of them are just the cast, but as babies. So like Goten is on this list, and Baby Goten is a different character. Both of those characters are not actually on this list. They are garbage.
Time as you're literally saying them. We are adding Baby Goten and Normal Goten to the Y list because there's no.
In fact, you know, as we're just doing this list, just go through, get every character that you know is on there, bro. Just you know that
we dragged Baby Trunks and Normal Kid Trunks up there. Hercule.
We're just gonna get all the Z Fighters in here. But basically, yes, we're gonna go through here.
Yeah, the Hercules, both of the Android 18s, because of course they have the adult version and the child version. Marin, or wait, that's Marin, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Isn't that how you say her name? Then we're going to go ahead and bring Chi-Chi up here because there's just really no point in that. Bulma, we got to keep because
Bulma is a keep because that is a character.
Yep. Roshi. Dude, nope, here's the thing. I don't want to... Can I get on my soapbox for a small second?
Yeah, go ahead. Stand up on it.
Why did we start this series the way we started it? Showing these characters, like, because he made the wish to turn everyone involved in fighting Boo into children. Why did we do that? But then we didn't explore these characters in their mini versions literally at all. Like, these characters I'm sliding up into the Y section, we didn't see again until... Well, wait, we didn't even see them again in the ending because the way they ended it...
Yeah,
we
they
saw
were adults.
Them as slideshows. They were slideshows. That was it.
Some of them I'll say was good. Like Chi-Chi, like standing on like three boxes to do dishes, I thought was pretty good. Like that was a funny moment. But yes, no, I just think the answer to that, and I don't necessarily mind this, it just wasn't the point of the show. And I think that's fine, but yes, it was literally just world building. Like I more feel bad for the concept artists that were like, ooh, let me get this character like this. Yeah, that's a good design. Oh, wait. We're going to see them for 2 minutes. But shout out. You know, I think most of the child designs were fine. They were good. I think some of them were just more chibi than child. Like, I wish we got to saw, like, a Dragon Ball-looking Krillin, you know, like, with a big head, like, straight lips. I don't really know how to describe kid Krillin, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Here. Yeah, no, I get you. I mean, yes, I get it. And I get it. That was not the purpose of the show, but it's just, like, it was advertised in that way because they didn't want to show off hardly anything. Cause I guess that's the new management of Dragon Ball does not want to show you too much.
The new management of Dragon Ball is show nothing, say nothing, do nothing.
Place red herrings that make you think we're seeing a fusion just so you don't think we're going to go
brother,
Super Saiyan 4. So.
This guy's a true meathead. Still thinking about some goddamn fusion bugs. You know, I recently saw a tweet by Slow Plays that made me really laugh. Because he actually kind of went crazy. He said, "Insane." He quote tweeted the shot of the bug pouch and said, "Insane that only one of these were used." Which, you know, I don't want to. Hey, hands up in the air, guys. I think Dragon Ball might be more about the action than the story, but that's just me, guys. That's hands in the air. You know, I said it before.
Man, but you better calm down over there, dude. Like,
I was getting ready to make a pretty scalding tweet. One that I didn't even necessarily mean, but I was getting ready to make a reply.
You're getting crazy over there, brother. All right. So we put adult Krillin and mini Krillin up here as well, because, again, no real...
Get Boo in there. Get that whole row in there. Ox King. Peppa Pig. Get that in there.
Yo, wait. I didn't notice, like, Oolong's design is his sort of switch up design there. But yeah, we got Oolong up there. We got Puar up here. Got Yamcha looking dapper, bro. Look at him.
Yellow
man.
Suit. These are all characters. You know, these are just the Z fighters. Get them hell out of here.
Boo also not doing a whole lot. Kabito. Wait.
Well, Kabito.
We'll leave Kabito. So did Popo. We'll leave Popo. We got Glorio.
Damn, you are more generous than me. I'll go ahead and say before I knew this was going to be a podcast topic, I may have went ahead and did this list just for my own. I was actually curious about this topic myself, so I did a list myself, posted it on Twitter. On that list, Nano, I have a total of 27 characters. Really, if I'm being honest, it's more like 22. So I had 22 total characters.
Okay.
The list we're looking at now is a lot more expansive than that, which I think is good. It's going to mix it up. Keep me on my toes here. More importantly, though, I want to see where we disagree. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, no, it's going to be very, very interesting to see where some of these end up. I'm looking at this. Are there any others you want to? Okay, I tell you what.
Well, get the goddamn hamsters out of the. Like, what, are we going to rank the hamsters? Do you want to rank the hamsters? You know what? Keep the hamsters in. They were in an episode. Fuck it, dude. We can rank the hamsters if you want to rank. If you want to get nitty gritty, if you want to take some goddamn time.
Let's get nitty gritty. All right. Let's get in there a little bit.
All right. Fine. Then just leave the rest of the characters, bro. This list is atrocious. But can we? Okay. Can we at least get the bug out of there? That was like the contest. No. We can leave him if you want. But I'm talking the bug that I don't know his name that Pansy contacts and they give him the new code. The green. Oh, don't tell me you don't know him, Nano.
Right.
He's in the computer chair and he's like, I'll get you a new code for Warp Sama.
I don't see him. I don't see him down here. Where?
Well, he's not down there, bro. Yeah. Don't tell me you don't instantly know his silhouette.
Oh, right there.
You found him. All right. Hold on. I was watching Nano's mouse slowly drag across the screen as he desperately searched.
This is like a C character to me.
Get his ass off the list, bro. Put him in while he's not getting rated, dog. He didn't even do nothing for real.
All right.
Is Shenron in the show? I mean, I guess technically Shenron's in the show.
Yeah, he's how they become children. What are you talking about?
Oh my god, dude. This guy would rank a background character if they sneeze loud enough. Ooh. Holy hell,
all right, let's
brother.
Let's start from the bottom. How about that? Let's start all the way from the bottom and let's move our way.
You want to look for F tiers?
I guess so, dude.
All right, that's going to be a lot of work. All right, well, go Nano, give me your draft pick. Okay, you're already putting the bug that died stealing something for Deborah in F tier. Why?
What did he really do?
Okay, I mean, yeah, this is. I mean, I guess I agree. You know, I guess I agree. Can we get all right? Can I get a draft choice? If you went one, can I get one?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm gonna use my draft choice. Get all three versions of the thieves out of this list and into F tier. That was the worst episode of the show. I want them out of my list and into F tier. I want all three.
Oh, these right here.
Yes, give me all of them.
In F tier.
Yes, F tier. The wolf. Technically, it's two, but the wolf, the bird, and the normal version. Get me out.
They gave him a transformation. They gave that character a transformation into.
Bro really thought he was getting on the Sparkin Zero roster with that one, but I'm sorry, man. You didn't even get into mobile games. Yes. Are you feeling confident, comfortable with that? I don't want to overrule you too much here.
Nah. I'm good. That's perfectly fine. You know what? Can I go? You know, we're doing draft picks here. Can I also do something? Can I go crazy?
Yeah. This isn't crazy. This is not crazy at all. This is not ridiculous to do this.
So we just place the Gindamari. I guess Gindamari, is that how you say it? I'm just going based on
Gindamari
for us. How they were saying it in the show, but a lot of people were criticizing the way I was saying it last week. Because I had to say it so freaking much because they're such a reoccurring character.
Well, hold on. You're trying to gaslight. Like, how were you saying it?
I said Gindamari.
Is that not correct?
Apparently it's not. Apparently they were saying it is not correct. That is not the correct way to say it.
Well, honestly, bro, I've listened to you say it so many times, that's correct to me now. So I will be referring to them as the Gindamari Force.
But either way, the Gindamari Force in the F tier, because I don't know where else you'd put them.
Let me be honest. This is why I think having a concise list can be good, because I want to reiterate. These are the first actual F tier characters. The other guys, you know, they're just like, they pop up every now and then. These guys pop up frequently, and every time they do, they worsen the experience. They suck. They are so bad. If I could cut any one thing from Daima, it would be them.
It would be them. I agree. They took up way too much screen time to do absolutely nothing, and they weren't that funny. Like, it was just, I mean, they're just Ginyu Force redone, but
and boring
in a not good, not even good, like in a homage way. They just were bad.
I'm gonna say this on the list. They're using the shot where they were like beneath their colored lighting. If you took the colored lighting away, I wouldn't even know which one I'm looking at. Honestly,
that's fair.
If I'm being real, so these guys are complete, actual, maybe the worst characters in all of Dragon Ball history. Maybe. They actually are a waste of time. They are a complete waste of time.
All right. So next up, we have Deborah.
Whoa. Oh, you want to go from the bottom of the characters we're seeing to the top?
Yeah, that's what I was.
I thought you wanted to pick out the F tiers. Okay, that's a little more interesting. All right, Deborah. Let's go with Deborah.
I don't know.
He doesn't really do much.
He did do some, but through the cut in, which we did criticize a lot.
We cut in the narrator there. You know, it was kind of lazy. Didn't feel very Dragon Ball, but the shots were cool.
Specifically, Deborah in Daima. I actually kind of like Deborah as a character in Z, but
yeah, we're not judging off just the character. This is like how they affected the storyline in Daima. And to be honest, I'm comfortable putting Deborah in D because it made my eyes perk up a little, woke me up a little bit in a string of bad episodes, but the narrator having to do it, the background not even having that much to do with Deborah. And even, I'm going to be honest, even knowing that Deborah he reacted as calmly as he did to losing that ability to get so much power, I think was a little boring. I would have liked if he raged out a little more. So I'm comfortable with D, if that's what you're feeling.
That is what I'm feeling. By the way, we didn't tell them. We filmed an entire bonus podcast, which you can watch by becoming key members, going to patreon.com/keymoments or clicking the join button here on YouTube to get bonus podcasts, reactions to all the Daima episodes, reactions to all the Dragon Ball Z episodes we've watched so far, as well as many other bonus podcasts and bonus content only available by being key members. Thank you guys for supporting us over there. So next up, we have this guy, which is the dude that created, I can't think of his name right now.
Remus. Yeah.
Another character that is just, like it's hard to rate. Like, this is so granular that it's even hard to rate some of these characters because they just didn't do anything other than, like, we were told they did something, but he was on screen for, this is probably the only screenshot you could take of him because it's the only time he was on screen.
I'm fine with giving him a D. I'd max out at C just because he gave, like, people stuff to chew on, I guess.
He was
like
the Super Cope right there. He's Super Copium.
He's Super Cope, and he's also like the expansion of Super Cope. Like, he was like the connecting guy. Like, he was, I don't know, he gave like theory craft or something to theory craft. I'm fine with C. It's like whatever.
So this is the good Supreme Demon King, correct? This is not Abura's powered form. This is when they were talking about a good Supreme Demon King.
I believe so. Just put him in D, bro. He's as interesting as Deborah.
There's nothing to
get the next one in there too, bro. Get Abura, Dabura, Yabura. Put them all in D tier.
It's not a lot to go off of these characters because they're only seen, like, again.
Bro, their pictures on the tier list are all we saw. So yes. I'm pretty sure nobody's going to fight us on that.
A cold open into a past, like, section of Daima and its lore.
Would have been so good, dude. That would have been good.
These would be way higher up.
Honestly, I would have only needed the one episode for that.
Same. All right, Purunga. We have our first not... this character, even though he's on screen for like no amount of time, he looks sick, and the flick on Goma was just too cool for me to settle for anything under B.
Anything under B? That's a little insane, don't you think?
What are you thinking, C?
I was thinking C at most.
Really?
Nah, I would put him above.
So hyped to see Purunga, and then when he freaking flicks Goma,
yes, bro, you just said everything he did. Like that was he looked cool and he flicked Goma. That, and I think that's worth a C. Because other than that, he didn't really do anything. He moved him up to me. Hey man, look, at the end of the day, I'm gonna be honest. Purunga didn't even crack my list. He did not make the list of characters I thought were notable.
I'll do C to top of C. That'll be my
okay. Okay. That's good cope.
We get, all right, if you guys are new to how we do these tier lists, we save one singular character to put in the tippity top, and mm-hmm. we each get to choose one.
It's we each get one free Z. So yeah, Nano could have put Red Peruga Z, and I couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, I could, but that would be such a waste, so I'm not going to do that. All right, we've got the girl that technically stole. She's the person that had the hat that stole the third eye from Hybus. Dotto?
You know, she didn't make my list for obvious reasons, but if we're ranking off enjoyability, I thought she was funny. She's like our one look at the life of the first demon world, which is insane to say. I thought she was good. Yeah, I would say B. I'm okay with that.
Bottom of B. Like, I won't keep her at the top of B, but I'm thinking like she deserves to be in B. She
honestly, bro, what you're about to see is I learned I'm very black-pilled on Daima characters. She can be bottom of B. I'm not even going to fight. She's going to be a lot. Well, actually, this might make you question my judgment a lot more, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, basically just reiterate what you said. She's like our only insight into the first demon realm outside of the nurses and Goma and Degesu, basically the actual like life there. And she actually had personality, which was cool too. And like relatable with not wanting to like touch the eye and all that. I don't know. She was actually pretty cool. All right. We're here, Dotto. Do we rank these separately? They have, so we're looking at
I don't think we rank Do and Super Saiyan 3 separately. I think they're just the same guy.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like this is an S character. A at worst.
An S character.
Do okay, was one well, of the best things about this show.
There is a God tier. So I'll say on mine, I put Do A, but I would not mind an S. I would meet you an S because I agree.
What if we split?
I don't like that, bro. That moment was cool. I did like that moment, but I feel like it was just so short.
That's fair. We'll leave them in A for now. This isn't like, we can move around, right? We're not totally.
Actually, you know what? What if we do split? What if we do? I like the split. Because what if Do peaked at Super Saiyan 3 Do?
I like it.
I like that. Okay. That has a good ring to it for me.
All right. Tamagami 1.
The second. Now, would you disagree with me if I said the second coolest Tamagami?
No, I would 100% agree because I think Tamagami 2 is easily the least.
But where do we think that gets him?
B. I think that gets him to B. I can't tell if that's you saying that that he should go down to C or he should go up to A.
Well, he definitely shouldn't go up to A.
Wow, dude. Dotto is so harsh, brother.
Bro, I think what you're going to see if you take a look at my list is I was very, very harsh, okay? And I wanted to be true to myself. But I don't mind B. I really don't. I think he is the second best Tamagami. And I like your overall spirit and I like your heart. Your heart's in the right place, guy. So, yeah, I like Tamagami 1 and B. I'm interested to see where you're going to put 2, though.
Majin Kuu.
Ooh, getting the goats out early, huh?
I feel like this has to be A.
Okay.
And I'm putting him above Do.
I like that. I like that. But then we're saying that when Do... See, this is why I like the separate, because now would you say when Do went Super Saiyan 3 that eclipsed a little bit of what Kuu was doing in the finale?
Yeah, I would say, honestly, just off design alone, if he had his cape here, I'd put him in S.
Dude, I'm not even gonna lie. That is like the worst thing the leaks did for Daima is they leaked Do with his cape.
Oh, so really? I think,
yeah, you don't remember that? The first image I ever saw of Kuu was with his cape. And I was like, oh, he looks kind of sick. Or at least maybe am I making that up? But I remember when he got his cape, I was like, no way. But yes, his cape makes him look really cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I would off design alone probably want to bump that up. All right. Are we cool with that? Are we cool with leaving him at top of A?
Here's the fake leak. I want to post the fake leak for Nano to react to. You can see that not all of it was very real, but yeah, you could see Do with his cape. And he's looking good, dude. I was like, oh, shit. Oh,
so the entire top was right.
Yes. The bottom, I mean, I don't know what the fuck they were doing there. I think maybe that was just a bit. But, yeah, man. Kuu with his cape. I think it's funny that they must have drew concept art for that, even though, I don't know, it's crazy to see the behind the scenes like that. Anyway, yeah, I would agree. If Ku had escaped, I think that would just make him overall cooler to me, and that might bump him up.
Marba is our next character. I actually kind of liked her like vibe. I think she's a C character.
I would put her at top of C even.
Okay.
I didn't expect you to go easy on that, considering we were moving past your favorite character, Purunga.
I was lost in the sauce there for a second. You know, I'm like, Purunga, finally like a cool character I can connect to. Like, it was just, you know, it was like a moment. It was a moment. All right.
Yeah, I felt that.
Dr. Arinsu.
This is an interesting one. This one says a lot about you as a person. I want to see where you're going here, Nino. Ooh, what? Bottom of B? Is that what you're feeling? Or is that just a temporary thing? Top of B.
I think that she had really high potential and they did waste her. Like, I think that she fulfilled her potential more than like, especially like a Degasu, but she was
especially still, I would agree with that tenfold.
She was still wasted potential, but I feel like she is good enough to be like in a high B position.
I won't fight you on this. Originally, you can see how I think we have the same opinion. I'm just a tad harsher because I would say the same. I think she was great throughout most of the show. And then at the end, she was like, I want everything to be evil, but not actually. And she didn't kind of mean any of that. And then I was like, okay. I put her at top of C on my list. Okay. But in this scheme, I like her top of B.
Okay. Next up is Degasu, man.
Also, I'm just looking. On my list, I had Marba in D.
Oh.
I think that was a little harsh. I don't know. I don't even agree with my past self on that.
All right, Dotto, what do you think about this?
The guess who is F tier, most wasted character. I'd even put him below, just for what he represents, below the Gendamari Force.
I was considering doing this, but I'm with you. Let's just leave him at the literal bottom.
Gendamari Force annoyed me more, but the guess who actually, in terms of pure raw wasted potential, might be the most disappointing shit in the entire show.
Yeah, he should have done so much more.
He should have been like a sub boss or something, dude. Like, come on, man. Like, I don't know. Like, dude, I really don't know why he was here other than to be a funny guy next to Goma.
Which, was even that funny?
No, not really. He's kind of just Goma straight, man.
Like, he wasn't even that funny. I don't know, dude. Degasu, he looked so cool. He could have been so cool, bro.
He had a cape. Key Moments likes capes, so.
Yeah, I can't. You're a good boy. We're at Super Goma. This looks to be like maybe his maxed out. So looking at these three, this is obviously his base state. Is this like probably when he just turned it, or is this his actual final state? Which, how do we want to like signify?
I say
this?
let's do Big Goma as just when he's big, and let's do Purple as his finalist.
Okay. All right. So this is just him big, like after he showed up, right? And we got to see that he was a Pride Trooper. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. I'm curious as to where you're going to say this, because I placed him in a spot that got me into a bit of heat.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I would say so, yeah.
I'm either thinking he's top of B or he's bottom of A.
I'm going to jump in here, try not to sway you too much, but I did put him bottom of my A tier. I just thought, yes, the thing is that I'll give you some points and counterpoints. I feel like points for Goma is obviously he facilitates some of the best action we see in all of the Dragon Ball franchise, not just in Daima, but definitely in Daima. He's a punching bag, but he's a good one. You know, he does some interesting stuff. He throws some magic around. And I actually think out of all the giant fights, they use perspective the best with Goma to make it an interesting fight. Points against is obviously in this form. He is literally just a giant that maybe does some laughing, some snickering, but he doesn't really have... He's not Perfect Cell, you know? He's not Super Boo. He's not interesting as a guy. So where do you think that... Do you have any points against or for? Or how you feeling right now?
Yeah, I mean, Goma is definitely... Goma, if not for the facilitating of the action that we're speaking of, he's a very... Like, there's not an identity to him, really. Other than he is funny, right? Like, when like you're comparing him to, obviously, the Z villains, like, he doesn't really compare to those characters to me.
He honestly doesn't even compare to most super ones. He ain't beating Zamasu. He ain't a Goku Black. He's not even a Jiren.
B. I would want B, but I mean, I guess I could be no, no, the bottom of A, but B is like...
I'm fine going B because, you know, I don't even really... His design grew on me, but I don't really like it that much.
Dude, I'm telling you, a final form that gave him... And I know, like, yeah, retread, but if he would have looked more similar to, like, a Janimba... Dude. My God, dude, he... He'd probably be, I might be trying to put him up an ass. You know what I mean? Like,
I think they could have very easily threw a cape on his ass, slimmed him down a little bit, made him more normal sized. And key moments would have had him up there for sure.
I see. This is big of eyes version, like peak big.
I'm putting him right along. Honestly, these two things are not very separate for me at all. No. I would just slap him right with other Goma. Nothing changed. Baby Goma is different, though. You know, he's a more of a funny guy, and I don't disagree. Nano dragged his ass straight to top of C.
I put him top of C. That's where I was feeling. I don't know. You can.
I don't disagree. I mind he was
better. He. You know, I had complaints specifically about him throughout the majority of it, and then he got way more interesting right before he turned giant. His interactions, specifically with the girl with the hat, were what made me like him more right before they turned him into a giant. And then he kind of stopped. He literally, like, his only, I can't tell you anything he said other than when he literally, like, basically bar for bar stole, like, what Bobbity says. And it's just like, your hair changed, so what? Like, that's pretty much, like, that's
that all, is true. He has no quotables. He has no impact. I just remember laughing. I thought they animated him well. But yeah, truth be told, I mean, I think it says a lot that both of us on our podcast were like, oh, so is he actually the final boss?
Yes.
And the whole time we had seen him the entire show. And then we were like, so we're actually doing the Goma final boss thing. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
I think we both expected something to happen where he just gets out of the way or becomes a gag, maybe a sub boss. I mean, maybe he gets corrupted.
He was a gag the entire time, so it's really not that surprising for us to think that to continue to be the gag and not.
Dude, for the main antagonist, he had very little. This is another point against the story. You should not have your protagonist show up to the final boss, and the first words Goku. I know because it stuck out to me. Goku says, "You must be Goma, huh?" They had never even seen his ass. They don't even know that he was small. They don't know that Goma was a small guy. They just assume that he was a giant the whole time. They see him small after they defeat him, obviously, but...
I didn't really think about that.
You must be Goma. I forgot about that. The whole time, they never knew what the motherfucker looked like, dude. They had no idea who he was. So, yes, I think that speaks very poorly. You do not see Goku show up to the fight with Perfect Cell and go, "You must be Cell." Or "You must be Majin Buu." No, it just doesn't. I mean, maybe you'll get that as an intro, but to the beginning of a finale, it's crazy. Which is also, hey, another quick point, why I think having a movie version of Daima with just that final fight strung together, it would be totally fine and watchable, bro. They literally go, "Oh, you're Goma, the evil guy. Haven't seen you yet." You'd actually be experiencing it more like Goku did.
Man. You gotta make the Dada movie edit, man. I mean, don't distribute it because, you know, but like...
Well, never that. Yeah. All right, let's do the Giants together. These are... The next three characters are all from Demon World 2, our filler adventure in Giant World.
Yeah, Mega. This is the episode 13 surprise. Surprise, we're putting filler in a limited series. Anyway,
You're going to not like me, bro, but on this list, I didn't rank these characters, so that's why I feel like jumping in. I would say maybe like right below, you're in D. Honestly, I enjoyed it more than the demon stuff, even though it was filler. I'd put it above Purunga.
Really?
Yeah, bro. I thought like the dog fight fight.
Hang on. Could we do this?
Yeah, bottom of C. I'm okay with putting the hamster in D. Hamster doesn't have to stay. I mean,
I think I said some inflammatory stuff last week on the full Daima like review, but I think like in its own contained, like as a contained episode, and again as an episode that should have happened sooner than episode 13. Good episode. Like this was a good adventure Dragon Ball episode. It was just placed weird. Like this should have been episode 4 or 5, and it would have been really good. But I agree, this had that
old. You're kind of spitting on that. Or even just, I mean, like actually, Nano, if it wasn't just filler as hell, Like, if we, because how do we lead in? The ship crashes and we fix it. This is the most filler shit of all time. The only thing that carries over is the warp Sama flip, which actually means nothing anyway.
In that next episode, yeah, they just break through the gates anyway.
It's solely pointless. I really hate it. It is filler. I'm fine with it being bottom of the sea. Tamagami 2. Back to an interesting character. That's technically Tamagami 2 powered up. Do you feel that they differentiate enough?
No, they're not on screen long enough for them to differentiate too much. Let me get them up here so we can like move them around.
So you got Tamagami 1 and B. Yeah. I would say we both agree that Tamagami 2 is the weakest. I would say that's probably a very popular opinion.
But I still think due to the fact, I'm just looking at who's in D. So our D right now is the good Supreme Demon King, Abra, and Davra. And I do feel as though he would be above them.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably put him beneath Marba. If this was without any Dotto interjection here, this is where I would probably put him. But where, I don't know, like how low are you on this guy?
I'm not super low on him, honestly, for what he is. Especially, honestly, like looking at my list, my thoughts are kind of changing a little bit. Like I'm getting harsher on Goma, I think. I wouldn't mind, like the Tamagami's, like yes. Did he have the most interesting game? No, he had the worst. Did he have the best fight? No, he had the worst, but it was still very, very good. The Tamagami fights are just high bars. He facilitated the best Vegeta shot. He used the ocean. They were fighting in the ocean. That was kind of cool. I wouldn't mind Tapasi or at least above Marba, honestly.
Okay. Like this?
I just feel like, yeah, I'm good with that. I think it's still a Tamagami fight at the end of the day.
All right.
In fact, Tamagami 1 actually had a worse fight than him, I would say. It's just the fact that it was different with Ku, and it was also he helped in the finale.
Yeah, Tamagami 1 just, yeah, he has just a bit more, like, rapport, I think, with us as an audience or something, I think, is the best way to put that. The Kraken is such a whatever character. Like,
I mean, this is just an animal, right? This is just a force of nature.
It's cool. It's just one in D. Like, I don't know. What is
this? I don't really care. I don't. I think, yeah, it's fine.
Like, he's just maybe a little more interesting than the other characters, like, that we have in F, but not, like, I don't know. He's just a very whatever character. Let's move on. We have Neva.
This is a talking point one.
Hmm.
Looking over at my list, dude, the thing is, Neva has some funny moments and he is actually, which is rare for Daima. He's very vital to the plot, which is rare for Daima. But to be honest, for some reason, I never liked this motherfucker, dude. I never liked him. I never grew to like him. He just kind of was funny at some points.
Yeah. The like winking was like maybe my favorite moment from him. Maybe my only moment that I like really was like, oh, okay. But like I don't know.
Dude, I think literally just because, and on my list, I placed him pretty favorably. I'm not going to lie. I think that's another mistake, but it's just, to be honest, what I said at the beginning is kind of like, Daima, it is very rare in Daima for a character to do something in the plot. I'm not going to lie to you. Daima is like a holy Goku Vegeta show, guest starring Doing Ku. That's it. And that's pretty much all that matters. Neva at least does stuff. I would put him right above Tamagami 1 because technically he makes the best Tamagami 1 moment happen and powers up Tamagami 2 and destroys some gates. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
You'd put him above Tamagami 2.
I meant Tamagami 1. My bad. I meant Tamagami 1. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm cool with that.
I basically slid him up in B. Yeah, I slid him up a little on yours.
But I could be persuaded to probably put him as low as, like, the bottom of C, too. Like, he's such a weird character.
I don't know. I just kind of hate the guy. I don't know why. He's not likable at all. But not in a villain way. He's almost like...
I don't think mean it isn't like... It's not that you don't like him. It's just like... Right? There's just not any... Or do you mean it like that? You mean you don't like him?
I kind of mean I just don't like him. Like, I just don't... I don't think he's interesting. Like, he just plays like the weird guy, and then he's kind of just weird, but he's not super impactful.
I feel like indifferent about him. You know, like I don't think he did anything to make me like him. But I don't necessarily.
Yeah, like there was I guess indifference is pretty it's just very strong indifference. Like you know, whatever, man. He's so whatever.
What if before we do some of these others, we knock out some of this middle row? Because this middle row has a lot of like kind of whatever characters. Like this is the shop.
Okay, we'll go middle. You came up on Tamagami 3 and said, hold up, let's not.
Yeah. We could do the shop owners here. These are the shop owners that sell. The
shop owners are a little more interesting.
Yeah.
Give
them like next to these guys.
I would put them above those guys. Because, hey, you know what? This is back still when the adventure was pretty adventuring. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the adventure was adventuring. And so the ending kind of, I'm not going to lie, the ending minus points and also plus points at the same time. Cause the fusion bugs they sell us completely useless. But the ending gag, I mean, maybe the internet hates them more now, but we kind of, you like the gag right at the end with the eyes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we were both high on the ending gag. So that gave them points. And overall, it's not their fault. The bugs never got used and they were just Sensu Beans light. So yeah, I'm fine. I think they look good right in the middle of C.
Middle of C. All right.
Oh brother.
We have the Minotaur. I mean, this character was actually kind of funny.
He was.
I'm cool putting I don't think we need bottom of C. Does that seem like he kind of facilitated the match between Goryeo and Goku, and he was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
It's just a gag, just a joke. So we're kind of rating the joke there, and yeah, I like that.
The flying creature from random, like, one of the random early episodes, like this is
random dragon that was world. Put him in Y, bro. That nobody saw this dragon.
Yep.
They actually that's a Y character if there ever was one.
How about this is a Y too, right?
That's I don't even know what episode he's from.
This is the Ki Sense episode. This is where he because Goku can sense Ki. Like, that's how Goryeo. Yeah. All right, getting to Mari. Force.
Dude,
I mean,
no, we can't put them in Y because they are a reoccurring factor, right?
I didn't like them.
I know, that's why I'm saying they should go in F because these guys are actually maybe like the worst, not the worst henchmen. They're just the most nothing. Like, and even when they were at their most devastating, like the army, everybody agreed that ship just felt forced. Like these guys suck. Yeah, easy F.
Hell yeah. Okay. Let's see who Warp Sama. I actually liked Warp Sama.
I didn't mind him. Yeah, I thought he was a fine like little gate.
Top of D.
You did not like his bitch ass, bro.
Okay, fine then. Bottom of C.
Top of D. Why did you even bother saying you liked him if you were just gonna take him top of D? All
right, fine. I put him.
No. You know what? We should fill out D tier a little more. We can't have. Yeah, get his ass down there.
All right.
A little crazy that we have Minotaur above Warp Sama, but whatever.
No, dude. No, I can't do that.
Okay, bro. I mean, hey, if you got to stand for anything, stand for Warp Sama.
All right. You want to add somebody to D right now?
Yeah. Thank you, bro. That actually filler inclusion.
We just put Kibito into D because he had a purpose, I guess, kind of, but also not really.
He technically did something, and then he actually got cut, which was pretty unfortunate. Not unfortunate for us, for him.
Yeah, I've never liked Kibito. I was looking through my old action figures, which is also another bonus episode that's here on. We need to do another random one, like one of us. Like post another random bonus like that, but I went through all my old figures and showed off my entire like basically Dragon Ball collection, and I have a Kibito Kai figure, and I'm like, why did Kid Me want this? Like, why? I grew up back when Toys R Us was a thing, and you could really walk into the store and pick something out. I'm like, of all the things I picked out that day, I picked out Kibito Kai, bro.
You probably just didn't have any other options. Shit might have been sold out.
Maybe he came. Maybe he was a dual pack with Supreme Kai. Maybe that's what it was. And I wanted a Shin. I wanted a Supreme Kai. And
that could be real. Kid Me likes Shin a lot.
Speaking of Supreme Kai, he is right there, like staring at me. Do I have a controversial take with him too?
I don't think it's going to be controversial. I really don't think so. Nano dragged him up at the top of D immediately. I'm going to be honest here. Hold on. Let me check my list because I was not. Okay, that was funny to me and only me. I had the Discord screen where we're screen sharing whited. Nano, you want to know where I unwhited the Discord to see mine? He was top of D.
Wow, wait, really? Just,
yeah, perfectly glued to top of D. Okay. He was my lowest rated, I'll just say this, maybe a bit spoilers, lowest rated main adventure companion, because I think he's the most wasted. Like, I'm sorry, but I didn't have a big problem with him not breaking the collars off, but seeing that that was his one big chance to do something, I just think he totally blew it as a character. Like, he really sucks. No yeah. interactions with the Gesu, barely any interactions. Why even make them siblings?
Yeah.
Why even make them siblings? They literally, like, Nano, that's what? Like,
yeah.
Nano, that's like thing. If I reunited you and your long, like half brother, bro. Like, if I said, bro, you got like this crazy sibling out there, and I showed up on an adventure and you went, oh, hey, what's up? I want my money back, dog. Like, this was a horrible adventure for me.
You're aware I do have half siblings, right?
I did not know that. I did not know that.
Two sisters and two half brothers.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Well, do you have like an RNC relationship where you're just like, oh, hey?
Yeah, we don't. None of us really talk.
Well, yes. This is why we don't go on Daima-esque adventures, bro.
I think I'm the odd one out. Because yeah, like they all.
You're the Shin.
They also kind of interacted with my dad, and I didn't. Like when I was like really growing up. There's also an 18-year gap between me and the youngest.
Oh,
which is like
are they older?
Huh.
Are they older or younger?
Younger. I'm the oldest of all the kids.
Oh, okay. And then yeah, that makes sense, bro. You're an adult.
Like she is literally still in high school. So
yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're good then.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. But I do think I would have more of a reaction than Shin did if I saw my siblings. So
the first time in a while. Literally, I don't get why they were siblings. They showed up with, hey, brother. Hello, sister. And that's it, dude. Like, what are we doing? Like, actually, why?
Yeah.
Hated Shin.
That was, and the other thing too is making it feel, it was such weird writing, making it feel like he was going to be such a main character. Especially, again, you have to coming into this with the trailers as well. It just felt like a Goku Shin Glorio adventure, and it just wasn't that. So
think about how much, not even time we would save, how much better Daima would be, how much fluff we would cut out, some of the worst episodes we wouldn't deal with if instead of Shin getting on the plane, it was Vegeta. And Vegeta walked in with Goku. Glorio could be our guide. We had Goku and Vegeta and Glorio. And then, you know, maybe Piccolo can tag along later. I would prefer not, knowing what happens. But then we pick up Pansy. We have two Demon World, two Z Fighters. I would feel so much better. It would be so much better.
I do not disagree. I don't disagree. All right. Next up, let's not do. I'm trying to save a lot of the like super main characters for like our final picks here. Popo, I know I didn't place him anywhere earlier. What did he really do in this series though?
Nothing. That's a top of no. That's like mid F, honestly. Whoa.
I don't want to put him down here with these characters, man. He has to be above them for me.
I guess maybe we should put the Gendamari Force up too. Because they technically did something.
What?
Sometimes. Not the four. Whoa, hold on, hold. You're right. No, I could tell in the disgust in your voice I must have misspoke. I meant the actual soldier.
Okay.
Yeah, the representation of the soldiers.
Dude, I thought you meant
No. I would actually cut the Force out of the show.
I know. That's why I was so confused when you said that. I was like, wait, what? What do you mean?
Yeah, no, they are permabenched in my world.
Okay.
Let's get Dende up there too, bro. Dende was a complete wet sock in the show, which is not his fault. He was literally a baby. But yeah, let's get him out of there.
All right.
Good thing we didn't load up D tier, bro. D kind of filled up, low key. See, the thing with this list, Nato, is I feel like we've established a hard line in the sand.
Okay.
It is hard as fuck to get below Warp Sama and be a main character. I mean, Shin somehow did it, I guess.
Yeah, dude, it's not impossible.
Well, where do you want to go with? I feel like we're talking big talks.
Yeah. So all we have left are the Gokus. We got Bulma, Piccolo, Shenron. Shenron's a pretty easy one. I mean, Shenron's like, I feel like Shenron we can place right up here, right next to Purunga.
He had a funny joke. Yeah. That's above.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I meant like placing Purunga below. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I'll do above because he had a joke at least. So, yeah, that's fine.
We have a couple. We're not totally there yet. So we have Kadan. No, bro.
I did rank Kadan because I feel like Kadan's a pretty important character. He is the reinforcement guy.
I
had a show. What are you talking about? What are you actually talking? Bro, I put Kadan at fucking bottom of D tier, dog. Like, what are we? Why do you like him?
Dude, I don't know. I actually did kind of like Kadan. I won't lie. I did. What about this? Instead of Bob.
I mean, Shin fucking was there, bro. Like, he at least talked in some of it. Well, now, hold on. Yeah.
We're placing him between Shin and Kabito. And Shin is the top of D. So Kadan is at the... Okay.
I'm sorry. If anybody jumped out of their seats when Kadan showed up to save them, I just don't think we could ever hang out in real life, bro. Because, like, what? That shit meant nothing to me.
Nobody did that, Dotto. You ain't even got to say it, bro. Nobody did that.
I don't know, bro. You had him at the bottom of B for a second there.
I was mostly messing with you, dog.
Yeah, okay, dog.
All right, Amazon is bottom of D as well. I mean, she was cool, like, for, you know.
She was the most standout nobody. I mean, but she is a nobody, though.
That's why she's here, right?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, she somehow escaped F just by having a sword, so.
Hell yeah, man. That leaves us with the rest of the main crew. Goku, Vegeta, Piccolo, Bulma, Glorio, Pansy, Hybus, and Tamagami 3. So
everything here is going to be a hot take, Nano. Everything here has got...
Yeah.
Like, well, we have a few hot, few scalding, and some big ones.
So Tamagami 3 is a fairly easy one for me personally. He would be... He's probably my favorite thing. I feel like from not getting into the other characters, he's my favorite... addition from Daima, personally. But it sounds like you are
No, I actually I didn't. I would say Tamagami 3 is... I put him in A with Ku and Do, but if you like him S, basically my only reason for moving him down was lack of total time. Like, he is one episode and that's it.
Yeah, but that, you know, where we get to see him the one more time, like, that shit meant something to me, you know? Like, the one more time at the end whenever Goku does
this. You liked it? Okay, well, then I can't... I mean, yeah.
Dude, that scene of the Kamehameha going through and him standing there with his hammer is sick, bro. Let's be real.
I do like that, yeah.
So are we cool with look, top of S?
I'm cool. I'm cool with top of S. I mean, that's some
okay.
That's some glaze for one episode, dog. But I will say that's the popular opinion. I'm in the minority for thinking his playtime limits him. But having Norman Pansy here?
I think he did a lot. We got to rate her together because she spent like 2 seconds in the mask. If anything, the mask part almost pisses me off. Why did we try to hide her, dude? Like, we knew who that
I don't
was.
Even. Yeah, I don't even get why we had the mask. Honestly.
Yeah,
I mean, it makes sense from a character, like, you know, was attacking somebody at the time, so needed a mask, but it's not like that shit meant anything.
But they use that as marketing as well. So
I know the marketing is weird like that. I don't get it.
But Pansy as a character, I don't know. You tell me where you would place her. So, because I've been throwing a lot of these up. I know you already have your established thing, but I already know in my head where I want to put her. So we'll see if that aligns.
Really?
I want to put her.
So I'll just say my C tier is Arinsu, Pansy, and then Tamagami 1, and then immediately followed by Tamagami 2. That's all in C tier for me.
I was thinking bottom of B for her.
Okay, I don't mind that, I guess.
Maybe above the girl with the hat.
Sure.
But
sure.
Can I put this version of her, like, down here?
I guess. I wouldn't say they were different characters, but yeah, I mean, if you just weren't fucking with the fit.
All right. That brings us. Let's just do it, Dono.
Finally, Hyvis. I've been waiting a long time for this, Nano, because I got to tell you, you can save him if you want, bro. But if it were up to me, I would create a category below F and just say, this fucking character pisses me off. I hate him. Is he worse than any character in F tier? I can't lie to you. No. Is he better than a single character in D tier? Probably on our list, he gets up to Deborah and then stops. Like, I guess. But I actually hated this guy. He pissed me off the whole time. He was never funny to me. He had a few funny moments. A couple. I don't know. What do you have to say, bro? I actually hated Hyvis. It wasn't a meme. It wasn't a joke. I fucking hate this guy.
I mean, you let me have this character in S, which you wouldn't have. So, I mean, I'm down to just do this.
Yeah, throw him in F, bro.
Do we put him below Degesu?
Degesu's more disappointing, and that hurts more. So, yeah, leave Degesu at the bottom.
Okay.
Degesu actually is just sad.
All right. Well, speaking of wasted potential in this series, we're at Gloria.
I lied to you, Nano. My C tier included Gloria. It hurt me to say that. He was my top of C tier.
I kind of like that placement, actually, unironically.
You think Gloria is worse than Pansy?
Yes, because to me, I felt like Glorio, you know, we theorized for week upon week of what could be his motive, what might he do, like all these different things, and they never did anything with him. His entire heel turn was Goku and Ko not even knowing that he was heel turning on RNC, because they never even he never even got to reveal to them that he was not working with them. He was working against them. We never even got that in the story. I'm like so baffled at how much they played up him working with the ops, that and he was an op the entire time undercover, but they never even revealed it to the main story. That really pissed me off. Whereas with Pansy, like she felt like she was just there to be some comedic relief and to like just kind of be the more energetic, high energy positivity of the group, and she kind of accomplished that in the moments that she was able to. Whereas Glorio, I felt like there just should have been so much more to this character, and there wasn't. That's the way I feel.
You know, you spoke elegantly there, so I'll give it up.
Like, they could have done... And, I mean, it's honestly the same thing with Pansy. Again, I think most of the Diamond characters are just wasted potential. Like, Pansy wasted potential, Glorio, Arnsu, Shin, like, so many of these characters are just... I don't know. It's so crazy. Like we said this in the review, but like we really didn't think it was going to be another Vegeta Goku show, because they tried to make you think it wasn't, and then it ended up just being the Vegeta Goku show again. Like I'm just it is what it is. All right. Dang, dude, we're to Bulma and Piccolo, man. Bulma,
I mean,
has
Bulma is at least something,
because she gave us the bath meme
joke.
Whatever.
Yes. I would put it right below Pansy, honestly.
She's
just the Pansy we already know. They do the same exact thing in the show, which takes away from both of them equally.
That's fair.
And again, I want to stress, honestly, for me, when you get the filler out of the list, bro, my list, like Bulma, Pansy would be C. A lot of these characters would move down, you know, like Bulma being in B. We're glazing. We are for sure glazing, in my opinion. But also Pansy being in B is a glaze. Neva being in B, you know, that could maybe.
But then who is in B? Like how, like you were already worried about C and like D getting too overflown. Like how curved is this? Because if we get rid of this, these, and like all of these characters, really, maybe keep Tamagami one, that leaves only four characters, really three, because freaking Goma is two of them. That's basically the same character. They just is like, they classify him as Super Goma, I think, on that right picture. But like, it becomes like C is so bloated. It's like two rows.
Yes. I agree. Like our list is looking actually pretty well balanced right now.
Yes. That's why I don't really want to change anything. I think it's about to get a lot unbalanced though.
Well, up next, I mean, I don't have too much to say about Bulma. Hey, she even got a good like animated scene at the end of the show. That was some of the best animation in the show, actually, yes. In the Marth. But Piccolo, dude, I need to know what you're thinking about Piccolo here.
Pretty low. Because they really
I know
fumbled.
What I'm thinking
I
about
wish
Piccolo.
He just wouldn't have been there. But if they were going to use him as the fumble, like, use Shin as the fumble, dude. Like, I don't know. Using Piccolo as the fumble is just so weird to me, man.
Piccolo fucking blew in this show the entire time. Anytime they were like, oh, Piccolo, like, some of them are funny. Like, Piccolo, do you want to go visit Namek? But literally most of the time in the show, it's like, Piccolo, can you speak Namekian? No, I can't. Do you want to go to the old Namek?
Right? He can't speak Namekian.
I know. I don't know why they took that for him. Can you speak Namekian? No. Can you go to Plant? No. Can you do that? No. I'm not going to do anything. I hope you guys understand. I'm not doing any of that shit. I'm going to be honest. Where did I put Piccolo on my list? Because I hate this guy. I actually hate this guy in this show. I love Piccolo most of the time.
Yeah, same.
Let's not get it twisted. This isn't Piccolo hate. I like him too. Piccolo was in my F tier. And I agree, bro. I put him below King Kazan. I would move him below King Kazan on this list. If you want him to stay above, that's fine. But holy hell, did I not appreciate Piccolo. I would have rather him be with Gohan chilling off screen.
Yeah, I agree. Than to do what they did with him. I agree. All right. That brings us to the final two characters, which they have somehow split up into a bajillion forms. What are your thoughts on us really just picking out the main stuff here? I don't think we need to all of it. If we don't just like grab, I say we do this. We do the adult SSJ4, kid SSJ4, adult SSJ3, kid SSJ3, and we call it. Otherwise, it's just
okay.
It's not going to even be aesthetically pleasing. I mean, do you want to rank them all or no? I feel like
no. I was gonna say we could do the base Dimaforms because those are most of the show, and then maybe threes, and then four we can just do together. But maybe you, because am I putting the fours that far apart?
No,
I don't think probably so. Not. So that's what I would do. I would do base, the threes, and maybe even just Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta. Honestly, Super Saiyan 3 Goku didn't really do much, but I do feel like Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta was a standalone character.
Yes,
like he was a character. He did cool shit.
Yeah. No, I agree.
All right, let's just get to it, bro. Whatever one you want to rank, let's throw out there.
Okay. Let's do base Vegeta first. Base Vegeta.
He kind of pissed me off most of the time he was in base. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah,
him splitting up was really annoying. I wouldn't mind Tapasi. I think that's fine. Like, base Vegeta was just annoying. He had some fights. He had the club scene. But really, I don't think we could start getting the most of Vegeta until the Tamagami 2 fight.
Yeah, I like that. All right, so base Goku.
I would put him top of A.
Yeah, I like the base Goku.
Because I do want to keep in mind here, like, we're not ranking Super Saiyan Goku. We're not ranking... Do you want to rank Super Saiyan 3 Goku? Because I don't really think he did much.
I don't know. I think from here, we would
so
just...
for me, for Goku, this Kid Goku speaks to all of Kid Goku outside of 4 Kid Goku.
Okay.
So that's why I think he gets that high. Now, Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta, can we get him up there real quick? I think this goes right alongside Goku. When he was in Kid, he was looking... Oh, you want him even higher. I wouldn't even doubt that, bro. This is Vegeta's best moment. This is Vegeta's best look all time. It's honestly crazy. Super Saiyan 3 to me now is Vegeta's form. If I could be honest, that might be recency bias, but he made it look the best it's ever looked.
Dude, that is... I was getting comments about this on, you know, because the adult one just hit Legends, and it's like people commenting saying they think it looks ugly, and I'm like... To me, I think this is probably recency bias as hell, but I actually think this looks better than Super Saiyan 3. Especially staring here right now, I think he looks cooler in this shot right here than especially this Kid version, and I think even than this version. Like, there's something about this I just like more. I don't know.
No, I like it. It's a little beasty, I guess, like Beast Gohan, but I like Beast Gohan. So I like, again, I think, and maybe it'll wear off eventually, but when I think of Super Saiyan 3 right now, I think of Vegeta, like folded arms, kicking up that Tamagami's ass, or even, you know, when he was just kicking Goma's ass, like that shit was insane.
All right. We have three characters left out. I say we do it in the order of which they happen. So
okay.
This would be first.
Yeah, kid Super Saiyan 4 Goku. What are you thinking? Well, yeah, I was going to say, bro. So we've rearranged the list a little bit to have Super Saiyan 4 Goku at the top of S, Mini. Above Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta, followed by Tamagami 3, and then do Super Saiyan 3. So we have a Super Saiyan 3 ass list right now. You can see the meathead, but bro, it's pissing me off how much the finale is the best part of the show. Like, if you look at our list, dog, like, we clearly enjoyed the last four episodes. But yeah, I don't think anybody's going to fight you on that. Super Saiyan 4, the first time we see it is in a kid, and it was the rebirth of Super Saiyan 4. Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta Adult, where are you doing? You're going a little bit lower here? Whoa, dude.
I just don't think they captured what they were able to capture the first time he went. Like, when he
was
a kid.
You don't think so?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I know he doesn't get results, but he was beating Goma's ass. It looked good. I don't know. For me, I would say easy A. You want to do top of B, that's okay. I would say in my heart, this is an easy A. Maybe even top of A. But he was moving.
Bottom of A?
I'll take it. I'll take bottom of A. I'll stop. I'll stop trying to give me that. All right, Nano. Where's your Super Saiyan 4 going?
I don't know. How are we feeling?
like top of S. Yeah, thank you. Thanks. I didn't think that was a conversation. My bad, bro. Well, outside of our two Z picks, which we're going to perform now, how are you feeling on the overall list? I mean, this looks pretty accurate.
Yeah, let me look. Let me zoom out.
Take a gander.
Yeah, I mean, I know everyone has like their picks. So I'm sure people are going to be mad at like certain aspects of this, but I feel like this is fairly fair. Like, I don't know. I don't think anyone is too harshly placed or too high placed. I feel like it's.
I think we erred on the side of,
if anything, like, actually, there are people too high up. I would say that we were definitely generous to the sort of reoccurring cast, right? Like all these characters in B are characters that besides her, we were just maybe being a little too generous with her. But like,
I mean, for the time she was on screen, I did like her.
Like you see all these characters multiple times, and so maybe we're just being a little more generous to them. I think this is fully fair. I don't know. I feel fairly confident in the things that I didn't like, we put in F. The things I kind of didn't like, we put in D. The things I was just kind of okay on, / I enjoyed a little bit, we put in C. B, I was like, yeah, okay. A, I was like, okay, yeah, this is great. And S is like screaming at the screen kind of stuff, you know? So
I think nobody's going to be upset with this list. Maybe some minor things, but make sure to let us know in the comments. We want to hear your worst, what you found the worst on our list, what you agree with the most. And
done,
Nano, man. Now it's time.
It's not
now. Now it's not done. We get to move stuff up.
All right.
You go first. No, I need you to go first on this. I need you to go first on this one.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm doing.
Wow. I didn't.
I moved adult SSJ3 to Z. Yeah, I was playing that entire time, bro. Get out of here, man. It looks better on him as an adult, and he was cooking as an adult.
That's why you had to go first, bro, because I was going to do that shit. I was going to say, I can't believe I have to do this, but I'm taking adult Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta up to the top. But now you've done that.
I think there's only one obvious choice, but I just don't know. I just don't know which one you go with because it's a 50-50.
Well, that's the thing is, like, you've left me to either be a man of honor or like a man of like, bro, I could like really subterfuge this list right now. But just give me adult Super Saiyan 4 Goku. Fuck it. I'll just be normal. Let me just be normal, I guess.
Okay, but if you weren't going to do that, what would you do?
If I wasn't going to pick Super Saiyan 4 Goku, I would probably pick... The list ain't that deep, bro. The roster is not that deep, I promise you, dog. But if I had to make a choice, maybe Maybe Dew would be my choice after the fact.
I think if it were up to me and we could do like three picks, I'd probably grab this guy.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. He, what's his name again?
He's getting Mario Force 3.
Oh, yeah, that's probably right.
I love that. I could have said, Gerald, and you'd be like, what, you knew that?
I mean, I definitely couldn't have tested you. Just move Super Saiyan 4 up, right? The truth is, there really is no, not the kid one. Not the kid one. Yeah, we're going to go with the adult on that one. I'm glad you were lying about Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta. I was actually, you gaslit me pretty well, I'm not going to lie. I thought that Legends video was doing something to your psyche, bro. Like, you were actually changing up on me for a second.
All the commenters telling me it was trash. It really, it got to me. I was like, you know what? They're right. It was trash.
I actually felt crazy. I was like, bro, did we watch the same show? Like, that was some of my favorite shit. You know, I'm good with this list. It's pretty good.
There you go. That is the key moments. All Daima characters ranked. We didn't need to go down to the granulars, man. There's no reason to start throwing Goku and Vegeta's here. We did what they needed. I would say at most we could have maybe done this Goku, because he's the one that finished off Tamagami. But like, that's basically this Goku. It's fine. Anyways, Dotto, I feel like I hear some music or something. Do you?
No, yeah, it's time to go. Like, honestly, this is, I mean, we did what we had to do, and that's gonna wrap up. And with that, the Daima season has ended. Good night.